I was woken by a bang, and I could already taste the pain, the sudden fear that grips and shakes you when you face the truth. Whose sofa was this? Where were my shoes? What did we do last night? I don't remember leaving Nathan's house. Oh yeah, how could I forget why my pants were soaking wet when we'd been pissing ourselves laughing at the news? Did you see it too? It was incredible, they played it on a loop. We couldn't believe it, basically they'd discovered that there were others just like us, other beings, other creatures, other planets and other species who had other gods that they believed in. And they interviewed all of them, and every one of them, not one, could give any hints of a clue what they were doing here either. It's all so pointless. It is, and that's beautiful, I find it humbling, sincerely, yeah. When you're gone, it brings me peace of mind to know that this'll all just carry on with someone else. So pack your weapons. Don't want them thinking they can pull a fast one on us now, do we, Graham?
It's alright, I've fought more wars than I've had on dinners.
Sure you have, but the key to peace lies within us, and we'd already have achieved it if everyone was as enlightened as me. It's hippie bullshit, but it's true. Watch me explode. Pointless, but it's not though, is it? It's really real, and when you feel it, you can really feel it. Grab somebody that you love, grab anyone who needs to hear it, and shake them by the shoulders, scream in their face. Death is coming for us all, but not today. Today you're living it, hey, you're really feeling it. Give it everything you've got, knowing that you can't take it with you, and all you ever needed to exist has always been within you. Give me some of that good stuff, that human spirit. Cut it with 100% endurance.
Is it?